From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. While Congress debates a wide-ranging bill to set national energy policy, lawmakers are also taking steps to put their own house in order, so to speak. Their new Green the Capitol plan aims to cut energy use by the House of Representatives in half over 10 years. It also would make the House carbon neutral by the end of next year. But NPR's Brian Naylor reports there's a big black smudge on those goals.
Under a cloudless blue sky, buffeted by a warm first day of summer breeze, lawmakers gathered at the foot of the Capitol steps to announce their plans to make, as one put it, a 19th century building a 21st century example. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who has taken the lead on the Green the Capitol initiative, explained it this way.
Today we say that the Capitol will not only be just a shining example of our democracy, but a symbol of our commitment to the future.
The example Congress hopes to set includes everything from changing thousands of light fixtures to installing hybrid fuel pumps for the Capitol's fleet of cars to buying 15% of the House's electricity needs from renewable resources. It's a big job.
We're in the steam entrance facility into the Ford House office building.
Brent Sherling is the executive director of the House's Office of Sustainability. He's showing me around a basement room in the Ford building. It's filled with big boilers and a row of thick steam pipes with valves the size of your car's steering wheel. It's all very industrial-age looking and very inefficient.
Probably the best way to think about it is you have this huge fire hose coming in from the steam plant. But once it gets to the building, you're trying to feed things like radiators, and you only need a garden hose amount of steam. So basically you have all of the energy is lost in that steam reduction.
Officials pledged to retrofit all this and to make the house carbon neutral by the end of next year. They'll do this in part by buying carbon credits on the Chicago Climate Exchange. But these noble intentions can't obscure one dirty fact.
I'm about four blocks from the Capitol building next to a residential neighborhood, and behind me is the Capitol power plant. One congressman has called it the armpit of Washington. It produces not power, but hot air. Insert your own joke here. Steam, actually, to heat the Capitol complex. Last year, more than 17,000 tons of coal were burned here.
The Capitol power plant is an eyesore. Frankly, I think it's an embarrassment. And I think we have to make dramatic changes in the operation of the power plant.
Dan Beard is the chief administrative officer of the House. He says the House will make sure that the part of the power plant it controls uses cleaner natural gas rather than coal. But the House can only do so much on its own. That's because the Senate has joint control of the facility. And several powerful Senate leaders are from big coal-producing states, and they want to keep the coal behind the power plant piled high. Among them is the Assistant Majority Leader, Dick Durbin of Illinois.
You have to talk about some power source. What is it going to be? Natural gas? I mean, you're dealing with CO2 in that situation as well. So I'm open to suggestions. I mean, I think what we need to have is a plant that really sets a national example.
Durbin suggests carbon capture and storage, a technology that removes CO2 from the atmosphere. But that's down the road. And as long as the power plant continues to produce tons of greenhouse gases, the goal of a truly green capital remains distant, too. Brian Naylor, NPR News, The Capitol.